Today, Iraqi television showed footage of what it said was President Saddam Hussein visiting residential areas of Baghdad. Saddam appeared in the middle of a crowd of cheering, chanting Iraqis. If this was indeed him, it would be the first public appearance in 2 years.
In a moment, we'll be discussing whether it matters if Saddam Hussein is still alive and well. But first, an update of the day's other events in Baghdad. As our correspondent there, Anne Garrows, reports now, the official Iraqi spin is that U.S. troops are nailed down and isolated across the country, and that the battle is going according to Iraqi plans.
In his daily briefings, Iraq's information minister has taken seeming glee in describing what he calls the criminal's defeat. Once comparing British and American forces to a snake in a quagmire, Mohammed Saeed Sahaf grinned today, clearly relishing his newest appellation, Lost Desert Animals. But his description of the war is increasingly at odds with U.S. and British reports from the battlefield, a fact that is not lost on many Iraqis. He said American troops, tanks and all, had been dropped into the airport, not wishing to admit they'd entered over land. That would have contradicted his portrayal of American troops nailed in Umm Qasr, Nasiriyah, Najaf, and Kut. He warned of non-conventional action tonight against the U.S.-led forces at the airport. At the words non-conventional, a ripple went through the press corps. Was this an admission the Iraqis would use chemical weapons? No, he said, Iraqis might use martyrdom or guerrilla action, adding, we will do something which I believe is very beautiful, very new and creative. In a short speech to the nation, President Saddam Hussein alluded to the siege of Baghdad, a time reference that suggests he's alive. He said the enemy is once again going around the valiant Iraqi defense lines rather than confront them, but he said a confrontation was inevitable and that Iraq would triumph. Meanwhile, at the Abu Hanifa Mosque, the imam insisted the U.S. had been beaten back from the airport. He told the packed mosque not to listen to the aggressor's media. Many Iraqis are confused by the growing disparity between Iraqi accounts and the shortwave broadcast they pick up from the BBC. They can hear the battles on the outskirts of Baghdad. Tonight, the sound of artillery added to the cacophony rattling the city. Many have fled from areas around the airport, telling of civilian casualties, burned-out military vehicles, and dead soldiers. Others, fearing a bloody siege of Baghdad, fled north and east, the only ways out of the city now. The highway was clogged with cars and trucks, packed with personal belongings and precious food rations. Turning up at a relative's house without stores of flour, sugar, rice, and oil would be unthinkable in these hard times. Iraqis tell of soldiers using civilians as shields around the airport. But in three districts between the airport and the city center, residents say Iraqi officials have ordered them to evacuate as Republican Guard units and Fedayeen move in. There is chaos as people try to figure out where to go. In the nearby Huriya district, a family anticipated they would be ordered out next. Just a week ago, this family was defiant, saying they would take up arms and fight the American soldiers in the streets if need be. Now they say Iraq doesn't have a chance. Given the inevitability of defeat, they want Saddam Hussein to step down and leave the country. Hospitals in Baghdad are swamped with both civilian and military casualties, among them members of Saddam Hussein's elite Republican Guard. Officials tried to hide the military casualties from visiting journalists. The hospitals are supplied with generators so they can continue to operate despite the blackout. Tonight, a few neighborhoods of Baghdad got electricity back as mysteriously as they lost it last night. Each side blames the other for the outage. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.